Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, I'm Rabbi Avram Gold. All right, and today Maseches Makos, Daf Dalet, the first parak, Ketzad Eidim. The Zichu Maseches program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav said that three lugin of drawn water into which a mere kortov of wine fell, umaren kamara yain, and its color is the color of wine, would not disqualify a mikvah with less than 40 saw because it's not considered water, but diluted wine. A brisa teaches that it does disqualify mikvah, and Rava answers that this is a malchokas anayim. A mishnah states that if three lugin of water minus a kortov was completed with a kortov of wine or milk, it does not disqualify a mikvah, implying that three full lugin of water do disqualify it, even if it's wine-colored. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, Hakol holei chachar amara, everything follows the color. Thus, three lugin, which includes milk, would disqualify, and even three full lugin, which are wine-colored, would not disqualify, like Rav's opinion. Rav Papa was uncertain between this interpretation and another, which is held by Rav Yosef. In the second interpretation, the Tanakhama requires both three full lugin of water and the appearance of water to disqualify, and Rav Yochanan Nuri only argues regarding milk, which completes three lugin. If so, Rav agrees with both Tanayim. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if Edim testifies someone owes 200 zuz, and they were found zomim, Remer says, Lokin Mishalmin, they receive malchus for testifying falsely, and pay the money they accuse the victim of owing, Shul Hashem HaMavin L'day Malchus Mavin L'day Tashlumin, because the pasuk which obligates them in malchus is not the same as the one obligating them in payment. The malchus is for violating Lasanet, do not bear false testimony, and the payment is from Kasher Zamam. The Chachamim say, Kol Mishalm Ein Loka, whoever pays does not receive malchus and cannot receive two punishments. This is derived from Kedei Jaso, according to his wickedness, teaching that you can punish someone for one wickedness, but you cannot obligate him for two wickednesses, meaning two punishments for one act. Ula says that Remer derives from the case of Motzi Shemra, where the husband is punished with both payment and malchus, that one can be punished with both payment and malchus. Although Motzi Shemra is a kanas, he holds Ein Zomim is as well. And point number three, the Torah says that if one violates a prohibition to leave over Karban Pesach meat until morning, it must be burned in fire. Yehuda says the mitzvah's ase was given after the los ase to say he does not receive malchus, but instead fulfills the ase. Rabbi Yaakov says the reason is that it is a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, a negative prohibition with no action, rather merely passively not eating. And a lav she'en bo ma'aseh does not incur malchus. This implies that Rabbi Yehuda holds a lav she'en bo ma'aseh does incur malchus, and Nuhl explains that he derives it from Motzi Shemra, whose transgression lacks a physical action, yet incurs malchus. The Gemara objects that an ordinary lav cannot be derived from Motzi Shemra, which has a unique chumra of loku mishalim, that he receives malchus and also pays. Rish Lakish says he derives from Ein Zomim who received malchus with merely speech, but the Gemara objects that they have a unique chumra, shehein ein srichin hasra, that they do not require a prior warning to be punished. It concludes that he derives it from a tzad hashava, a common characteristic between the two. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav said that three lugin of drawn water into which a mere kortov of wine fell, umaren kamari yain, and its color is the color of wine, would not disqualify a mikveh with less than 40 saw because it's not considered water, but diluted wine. A brisa teaches that it does disqualify a mikveh, and Rav answers that this is a malchokas anayim. A mishnah states that if three lugin of water minus a kortov was completed with a kortov of wine or milk, it does not disqualify a mikvah, implying that three full lugin of water do disqualify it, even if it's wine-colored. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, Hakol holei chachar amara, everything follows the color. Thus, three lugin, which includes milk, would disqualify, and even three full lugin, which are wine-colored, would not disqualify, like Rav's opinion. Rav Papa was uncertain between this interpretation and another, which is held by Rav Yosef. In the second interpretation, the Tanakhama requires both three full lugin of water and the appearance of water to disqualify, and Rav Yochanan Nuri only argues regarding milk, which completes three lugin. If so, Rav agrees with both Tanayim. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if Edim testifies someone owes 200 zuz, and they were found zomim, Remer says, Lokin Mishalmin, they receive malchus for testifying falsely, and pay the money they accuse the victim of owing, Shul Hashem HaMavin L'day Malchus Mavin L'day Tashlumin, because the pasuk which obligates them in malchus is not the same as the one obligating them in payment. The malchus is for violating Lasanet, do not bear false testimony, and the payment is from Kasher Zamam. The Chachamim say, Kol Mishalem Ein Eloka, whoever pays does not receive malchus and cannot receive two punishments. This is derived from Kedei Jaso, according to his wickedness, teaching that you can punish someone for one wickedness, but you cannot obligate him for two wickednesses, meaning two punishments for one act. Ula says that Rimer derives from the case of Mosi Shemra, where the husband is punished with both payment and malchus, that one can be punished with both payment and malchus. Although Mosi Shemra is a kanas, he holds Ein Zomim is as well. And point number three, the Torah says that if one violates the prohibition to leave over Karban Pesach meat until morning, it must be burnt in fire. Yehuda says the mitzvah's aseh was given after the los aseh to say he does not receive malchus, but instead fulfills the aseh. Rabbi Yaakov says the reason is that it is a lav she'en bo maisa, a negative prohibition with no action, rather merely passively not eating. And a lav she'en bo maisa does not incur malchus. This implies that Rabbi Yehuda holds a lav she'en bo maisa does incur malchus, and Ula explains that he derives it from Motzi Shemra, whose transgression lacks a physical action, yet incurs malchus. The Gemara objects that an ordinary lav cannot be derived from Motzi Shemra, which has the unique chumrah of loku mishalem, that he receives malchus and also pays. Rish Lakish says he derives from Ein Zomim, who receive malchus with merely speech, but the Gemara objects that they have a unique chumrah, shekhein ein srichin hasrat, that they do not require a prior warning to be punished. It concludes that he derives it from Atzad HaShava, a common characteristic between the two. All right, so now we get our siman daf dalet, and our standard siman is a delet, a door. So here goes. When the door swung open and knocked three lugin of wine-colored drawn water into the mikveh, the Ein Zomim who were hiding behind it so they shouldn't get lashed, in addition to having to pay, were discovered by Motzi Shemra, who walked in after getting lashed, despite it being a lav she'en bo maisa. Once again, it's a motion. When the door swung open, that must be daf dalet, delet, door. When the door swung open and knocked three lugin of wine-colored drawn water into the mikveh, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if three lugin of maim shu'uvim with the color of wine disqualify a mikveh. So when the door swung open and knocked three lugin of wine-colored drawn water into the mikveh, the Ein Zomim who were hiding behind it so they shouldn't get lashed, in addition to having to pay, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if Eidim testify someone owes 200 zuz, and they were found Zomim, Rabbi Meir says, Lokin umishalmi, they receive malchus for testifying falsely, and pay the money they accuse the victim of owing, Shelo Hashem ha-mevin le-dei malchus mevin le-dei tashumin, because the pasuk which obligates them in malchus is not the same as one obligating them in payment. The malchus is for violating losana, do not bear false testimony, and the payment is from kasher zamam. The Chachamim say kol mishalem ein eloka, whoever pays does not receive malchus and cannot receive two punishments. This is derived from kedei shaso. So when the door swung open and knocked three lugin of wine-colored drawn water into the mikveh, the Ein Zomim who were hiding behind it so they shouldn't get lashed, in addition to having to pay, were discovered by Motzi Shemra, who walked in after getting lashed, despite it being a lav she'en bo maisa, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda holds lav she'en bo maisa lokin lav, such as in the case of Motzi Shemra. So once again, when the door swung open and knocked three lugin of wine-colored drawn water into the mikveh, the Ein Zomim who were hiding behind it so they shouldn't get lashed, in addition to having to pay, were discovered by Motzi Shemra, who walked in after getting lashed, despite it being a lav she'en bo maisa. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. When many Batidin were set up in the city of Rubik's Cube enthusiasts, Rubik's Cube, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. When many Batidin were set up in the city of Rubik's Cube's enthusiasts to determine if they were Anir Hanidachas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a three-way machlokas how to try idol worshippers in Anir Hanidachas. So when many Batidin were set up in the city of Rubik's Cube enthusiasts to determine if they were Anir Hanidachas, the tzaddikim in the city cried over the loss of their precious Rubik's Cubes, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon explains why the Torah says to destroy the property of innocent tzaddikim. Mi garm lahem she'yadur b'socha, what caused them to reside in this idolatrous city? Mamonim, their money, lafichach, mamonim aved, therefore their money is destroyed. So when many Batidin were set up in the city of Rubik's Cube enthusiasts to determine if they were Anir Hanidachas, the tzaddikim in the city cried over the loss of their precious Rubik's Cubes, while the animals designated for karbanas were being led off to die, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous Dav darshan shalala v'lo shalal shamayim, the city's booty must be burned, but not the booty of heaven. This exempts numerous sanctified items from being destroyed, such as Hekdesh, Truma, and Maizah Sheni. Abraiset details the laws of several such items, beginning with Kadosh Mizbeach Yamusu. Items sanctified for the Mizbeach, meaning Karbanos, must die. The Gemara asks that they should graze until they develop a mum and be sold, and the money should be used for voluntary Karbanos. Rabbi Yochanan answers, Zebach Rishayim Toeva. The sacrifice of the wicked isn't an abomination. Not only are the animals themselves disqualified as Karbanos, but even their monetary proceeds are disqualified for Karbanos, so the animals are indirectly killed. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The weather geek. Geek. That must be one Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Geek backwards. The weather geek who won the Key to Rain Award for detecting that a long drought was caused by the key being given to a Navi, which reminds us, Gemara relates how Yeshua's call for building Yericho was fulfilled and how it eventually led to Eliyahu withholding rain by obtaining its key. So the weather geek who won the Key to Rain Award for detecting that a long drought was caused by the key being given to a Navi was confused when his neighbor's dead son was resurrected and burst into a storm tracking room to announce that it was pouring outside, which reminds us that Eliyahu returned the key for rain to perform Tchiyas Amesim. He was told, Shalosh Maftechos Lo Nimsur Lo Shaliach, three keys were not given over to an agent, Shal Chayev, Shal Gesham, Shal Tchiyas Amesim, the key of birth, of rain, and of resurrection. Yom Ushtayim B'yad Talmud V'Achaz B'yad HaRav, should they say two keys are in the disciple's hand and one in the master's hand? Give back the key of rain and then take the key of Tchiyas HaMesim. Hashem then told Eliyahu to inform Achav that he would bring rain, ending the drought. So the weather geek who won the Key to Rain Award for detecting that a long drought was caused by the key being given to a Navi was confused when his neighbor's dead son was resurrected and burst into a storm tracking room to announce that it was pouring outside. Just as his monitor started to light up and show sunshine when a tzaddik baby was born in the hospital room next door, which reminds us that just after the Gemara tells what happens when a Rasha comes into the world and what happens when he leaves the world, it concludes, when a Tzaddik comes to the world, Tova Bala Olam, goodness comes to the world. As the Pasuk says about Noach's birth, Zeh Yenachamenu Ma'aseinu U'mitzvon Yadeinu, this one will relieve us from our work and from the toil of our hands. Daf Beis. So the Simmer Daf Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The house, that must be around Daf Base, bias, house. The house where the Kohen who was falsely accused of being a Ben Gerusha by Eim Zomim lived, which reminds us Eim Zomim received Malkus if they testified that someone was a Ben Gerusha. Eim Zomim cannot be made Chalom because the Pasuk says, Vasisimo Kasher Zamam, and you shall do to him as he planned, implying Lo Velo Zaro to him, but not to his offspring. And the Chalal's children are also Chalolim. Disqualifying him alone and not his children would not match his attempted plot. Ein Zomir are not punished with galus because the Pasuk says disqualifying him alone and not his children would not match his attempted plot. So the house where the Kohen was falsely accused of being a Ben Gerusha by Ein Zomim lived was on Hitztiku at Tzadik Way, which reminds us the source that Ein Zomim received Malkus when Kasher Zamam is impossible is from the Pasuk Vehitztiku at Tzadik Vehirshua Sarasha Vahayayim Bin Hakosa Rasha, and they exonerate the innocent one and convict the guilty one, then it will be that the guilty one is liable to lashes. So the house where the Kohen who was falsely accused of being a Ben Gerusha by Eim Zomim lived was on Hitztiku at Tzadik Way, where Eim Zomim who do not pay kofar nor are sold as an Eved Ivri are lashed, which reminds us that Braisa brings other exceptions to Kasher Zamam. The Eidim do not pay kofar and are not sold as an Eved Ivri. Daf Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. After the Eim Zomim rode into town on a camel. Camel? That must be on Daf Gimel. Gamal. After the Eim Zomim rode into town on a camel, who falsely testified that a man divorced his wife and paid him the assessed value of the ksuba, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses assessing the Eim Zomim's payment of a ksuba. Rav Chisda says this man is appraised babal by the husband's right in the ksuba, meaning the purchase value of his rights, which is what the Eim sought to make him lose. His rights are more valuable because he's entitled to a property's produce because the properties are already in his possession and easier to collect. Rav Nassim Bar Oshai says, Be'isha, we assess by the woman's right in the ksuba, and they pay the entire value of the ksuba minus this amount. Rav Papa agrees we assess her rights, but says, we only assess the ksuba's value and not nixim elug, since they're not recorded in the ksuba, and the Eim can claim they didn't know about them. So, after the Eim Zomim rode into town on a camel, who falsely testified that a man divorced his wife and paid him the assessed value of the ksuba, the man lent the money to a friend for a 10-year loan to buy a new camel, knowing that Shemitah would not cancel the loan, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether Shemitah cancels a 10-year loan. So after the Eim Zomim rode into town on a camel, who falsely testified that a man divorced his wife and paid him the assessed value of the ksuba, the man lent the money to a friend for a 10-year loan to buy a new camel, knowing that Shemitah would not cancel the loan. But just in case, he said, Al manash lo tishmateni b'shvi'is, which reminds us, if one lends money, amenashu l'tishmateni b'shvi'is, on condition that you do not cancel my debt in Shemitah, the Tanai is affected because the borrower waived his right to cancellation. But if he said, on condition that Shemitah does not cancel my debt, his debt is still canceled because Shemitah's laws are not in his control. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you know that there are four conditions that have to be met for an irhei nidachas? That's on daf. Kufyudov. Good. Number two, which daf do we discuss assessing Edim Zomim's payment of a ksuba? That's on daf. Gimel and Makos. Good. Number three, which daf do we discuss if three lugin of Maim Shuvim with a color of wine disqualify a mikvah? That's on daf. Dalet and Makos. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Erech HaPaim also for Rishayim? That's on daf. Kufyudov. Good. Number five, which daf do we have a three mechokas and how to try an irhei nidachas? That's on daf. Kufyud Beis. Good. Number six, which daf do we discuss whether Shemitah cancels a 10-year loan? That's on daf. Gimel Amakas. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn Rav Yehuda holds a love sheim bo maisa lokin a love, such as in the case of Motzi Shemra? That's on daf. Dalet Amakos. Good. Number eight, which of the one how Eliyahu gave back the key for Gashamim to get the key for Tchias Amesim? That's on daf. Kufyud Gimel. Good. Number nine, which daf do you and Ramir holds Eim Zomim receive Malkos in addition to paying? That's on daf. Dalet Amakos. Good. Number 10, which daf do you and how when Hatzadi comes into the world, Tova comes into the world? That's on daf. Kufyud Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.